Well, 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 here's an orchestra. Once upon a time, there was no orchestra, and this is the story of how the first orchestra started. Several thousand years ago, in Greece, there was a lonely shepherd named Pan. The reason he was so lonely was that he had nothing to do except keep a lot of silly sheep from getting themselves lost. He never had anybody to talk to. Well, late one evening, when the sheep finally got tired of getting lost, they all lay down to sleep in a big semicircle around Pan. And Pan,
who was pretty tired himself,
sat down on a rock to rest. Without realizing what he was doing, Pan grasped a reed that was growing up beside him and pulled it up. And then, still without realizing, he put the open end against his lower lip and sighed. The sheep all waked and pricked up their ears, and Pan was so surprised that he almost fell off the rock. Then he took a deep breath and blew again. It made exactly the same sound. Now, Pan was a very curious fellow, so he wondered whether all reeds would make the same magical sound. He pulled up a longer reed and tried it. Ha! A lower tone! Pan tried another reed, quite a bit shorter. Amazing! Three different tones. He tried them one after another. And that gave him a wonderful idea. Quickly, he pulled up two more reeds and tied all five reeds together, side by side. Then he blew across their open ends. Why, it made a tune. Even the sheep liked it. Now, by this time, three other lonely shepherds who had heard the tune came running from their nearby hillsides. "What's that thing?" they said, pointing at Pan's reeds. "These," Pan replied, "are my pipes." Well, of course, they all wanted to play too, so Pan made a set of pipes for each of them, and the first thing you knew, they were playing in harmony. Pan didn't know it, but those pipes of his were really the great-grandfather of all our woodwind instruments. Piccolos and flutes and oboes. And clarinets. And English horns. And bass clarinets. And the bassoon. Now, one day, when Pan and his three friends were playing their pipes, they saw a strange-looking fellow coming toward them. He had an odd-looking instrument hung around his neck by a ribbon. It had 10 strings, and the man was making music on it. "Who are you?" asked Pan. "And what on earth is that?"
"I am a musician and a poet, and my name is Orpheus. This instrument is called a lyre."
"A what?" asked Pan.
"A lyre. L-Y-R-E. Well, Orpheus wanted to make music with the pipers. At first, they would have nothing to do with the tinkling sounds which Orpheus made. However, they soon learned that by combining the tones of their pipes with that of his lyre, they could make all sorts of beautiful sounds together.
It sounded so sweet that then and there they started the world's first orchestra. And of course, Orpheus Lyre became the great-great-grandfather of all our string instruments, the harps. Violins, the violas, the cellos, and double basses. Now, after a long time, the boys got so good and famous that they quit being shepherds and began to travel around the world, just being musicians. One of their tours took them through a distant jungle where they heard a strange sound. When they came near, they found a man beating on a hollow log with animal skin stretched over one end. "What are you doing?" they asked. "I'm sending a message all over the jungle. I'm telling my friends about you fellows." And as they went on, they found the drummer had been telling the truth, because there were crowds of people in every village they came to, waiting to hear them play. The drummer wanted to add his thumping to the music. The others didn't want to take him into the orchestra, but they had to, because he was a big fellow and very tough. And as time went on, other drummers joined them with different kinds of drums, timpani or kettle drums. And snare drums that added thrilling sounds to their music. Some of the drummers played chimes. And the glockenspiel with its sweet, mysterious notes. And tambourines. And cymbals. And castanets. And a gong. And even a xylophone, which the other instruments called a monkey ladder. The drummers made up what's called a percussion section of the orchestra. One day, while our friends were giving a concert, a group of ragged-looking men approached them carrying ram's horns, which they put to their lips and blew. Well, a new kind of music. They wanted to join the orchestra, but they could play only those four notes. "Ridiculous," said the others. "Why, all we could play would be those four silly notes over and over." Well, the horn players sadly went away, but a long time later, they came back, and this time they all had metal horns of many sizes and shapes. Some had buttons to press on them, and some had sliding tubes. Now they could play all the notes. And so cornets and trumpets, and trombones, and French horns, and even a tuba. Were added to the orchestra. We'll be right back. orchestra really sounded like a military band because the harp was the only stringed instrument among the woodwinds, percussion, and the brass until our friends met some boys with very crude boxes with strings on which they made sounds by drawing their bows across the strings. Some of them, the Tromba Marinas, had only one string. The woodwinds didn't like the sound of their music. They said it squeaked. The brasses thought so too. Even the harp was scornful. But at last, many years later, when the crude boxes had grown into the double basses, and the cellos, and the violas, and the violins, the other instruments had to admit that they added some pretty sweet tones to the orchestra. So they said to the strings, "Oh, very well, we'll let you play with us too, if we must." Now we've got quite an orchestra, haven't we? And to think that it all started with Pan's simple reed pipe.